When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
Hey, it's me, Jersey, and it's time for your Thunder Punch Daily, the show I record, not so daily, sharing a few thoughts from the mind of a cartoonist. And I want to be a little candid today, but talk a little bit about marketing and self-promotion and share something that I've been noticing happening, and I bet some of you have been noticing as well. And without naming names, but here and there I've come across a bit of a vibe of some sort of weird Twitter and Facebook etiquette. Maybe etiquette isn't the right word, but it's this sense of, if I scratch your back, you have to scratch mine. And if you don't, you're kind of a jerk. And what I'm specifically getting at is like, I get this vibe from certain people who I talk to now and again on Twitter or on Facebook, is that if I don't mention them very often in my own feed, then I'm somehow doing them a disservice, a diss. I'm not giving them props. as I try to find some kind of hip slang terms for what I'm talking about here, but because actually I find if I start using the really precise language here, it starts to sound pretty severe if I say that I'm not promoting them or endorsing them. But what you mention on these social networking feeds, they do become endorsements. They become statements of what you support, what you honor, what you feel passionate about or like. I mean, there's that whole big talk right now about the Facebook like button, right? And what I've been struggling with is whether or not, well, let me put it this way. Historically, I felt that the best way to become involved in a scene or with a group or with a project or with a creator that you admire is to listen to them. And I'm borrowing some language here from Tim Street, who I'm going to mention again shortly. He's one Tim Street on the Twitters. Where he says that the first step is to listen and then respond after you've listened for a little bit and respond in a useful and meaningful way, and then that forges a relationship. And so marketing or networking becomes a relationship-building technique. And you're not doing it in any kind of crass, Machiavellian, systematic way. You're doing it with people that you're interested in, they'll probably be interested in what you have to say if you're actually contributing to the conversation. This is the natural form of networking that social networking provides us the opportunity to do much more easily. But unfortunately, a lot of people come into it with this kind of old school marketing kind of mindset of email blasts and handing out your business cards at a party. So that's how I felt about it traditionally. Like one of the examples I like to cite is Jeremy Burley of OpticHouse.com. The way he got associated with the show and the way he got the title Art and Story Are Number One was because he sent us a lot of emails. He responded to our episodes in a thoughtful way that made us think, and he provided us with like funny little things like the term Art and Storyers. He coined that. He sent us a voicemail. It was in a past episode of Art and Story. And once he became a contributor to the show in a useful and meaningful way, we wanted to rope him in. We invited him into the house because, yeah, you're contributing to this thing. You're a part of this thing now. I think that's the most real and useful way to market yourself as a creator. And so now when Jeremy's promoting something, I feel more compelled to endorse and promote him online because he's somebody that I identify with and struggle with. Now, this could be misconstrued to mean that I only want to associate with people who are interested in my stuff. No, not exactly. I want to associate with people who are interested in the same topics as I am in generally the same way or in at least as thoughtful a way. You know, I don't always agree with everything every listener says to me about the craft, but as long as it's thoughtful and they can back up their position and their points, go back to an earlier Thunder Punch Daily where I started talking about the difference between debating and fighting, then I want to associate with them. So, but this vibe of having to or feeling sort of obliged to support just anybody who is promoting a similar project. Mark and Kevin and I get a lot of emails, which are just email blasts, just like a PDF press release of, hey, you should talk about my comic on your show. And those emails just get archived. I really don't have time. And two, it's clear to me that you really haven't listened to the show if you send me an email like that. You're not participating in the show. You're just looking at it as a vehicle for promotion for yourself and just trying to avail yourself of that. Not that there's anything wrong with that, because that's what news agencies do, but that's just it. Art and Story is not a news agency. It's not a news show. And had you listened, you would know that and you wouldn't have sent that email. You see what I'm getting at here? And but then again, as I'm, you know, as the show grows and gains more listeners and we become like sort of known to like, you know, a couple thousand people at best, but known, I guess. The question started to arise in my mind, should I be thinking politically? And meaning, should I look at pressing the flesh and giving a little pat on the back through the social networks to people who are also influencers and tastemakers to kind of reassure them? And this is the terminology or the usage of political that I'm thinking of here, is to reassure them that we're all on the same team, that we're all in this together. And yeah, I support you, you support me. I scratch your back, you scratch mine. I in my gut, I had a resistance to that idea. But at the same time, my cortex was saying to me, well, you know, dude, there's a reason that politicians use politics to get things done and to see their agendas through. Maybe this is something that you need to, quote unquote, grow up about and just learn to suck it up and just do it, whether or not it feels good. And this doubt in my mind was exacerbated by watching a documentary about Jimmy Carter, former President Jimmy Carter. I was watching it on the PBS site. And one of the things they highlighted as one of his weaknesses is that he thought that, this is according to the people in the documentary, this is not my opinion, because I was only a little tiny kid when Carter was president, so I don't know much about his presidency, except the things that you probably know. But they said that his philosophy was is that honesty and hard work and assertiveness would win the day, and personal politics of going around and pressing the flesh and making appearances at the right parties and stuff was beneath his dignity. And I identified with that definitely. I mean, I feel very much the same way. But they cited that as his weakness as a politician, was that when the Iran crisis was happening, he didn't get as much support from his fellow Democrats and fellow people in Washington because he didn't curry their favor enough. So they weren't ready to stand and support him, regardless of what his policies were. He didn't do the political end of back padding and building a team behind him. And that's one of the reasons his presidency failed. At least that's what they say in the documentary. And so that got me wondering, like, geez, you know, even in this documentary, they're saying similar things to this thing that you have to be political as a self-promoter, as well as hardworking and sincere and honest. But there's a contradiction there in my brain. How do you work it out? Well, I guess I'll build my point by sharing this anecdote. Just the other day, I had a couple of beers with some local cartooning buddies, Ryan Estrada of RyanEstrada.com. I just posted a video on the Vimeo site. You can watch. It's a presentation that he did, and it was pretty good. And Jono, who's Demophon on the Twitters, and another guy named Denver who's not on those social networks yet. We were kind of leaning on him about it during their discussion. But I brought this question up to them about how do I reconcile this? There's this push that I'm feeling from people to be more political, but I feel that it's wrong and I can't pin down why it bugs me. Am I being immature, or is my gut right and I'm just getting bewildered by common wisdom? And Ryan said something really interesting to me. He pointed out that earlier that day, he had shown me a book that he had done, a work for hire project. And I looked at the cover and was like, oh, what's this? And he said, it's no good. Don't even look at it. And I laughed because I thought, well, geez, there's good self-promotion right there. You're doing the standard artist mistake of saying that your work's no good. And he laughed it off too. But then when we had that discussion about this whole political thing, Ryan said to me, you know, the reason I told you that book was no good is because I sincerely believe it's no good, and I don't make any money anyway if you buy that book, because it was a work for hire job. I get paid my flat rate and then I walk away from the book. He said, but secondly, when it comes to my persona as a person, as an artist, and as a creator online, honesty is everything. And if I ever promote something that I don't 100% believe in, and it turns out to be crap, and you look at it and you say, this is crap, then my opinion doesn't matter as much. My credibility has been stained somewhat. as a creator. So consequently, whatever I promote or whatever I tweet about, post on Facebook about, blog about, it has to be something that I really honestly believe in. And that will make my opinion to you as a fan or a reader or listener or whatever, it'll make you believe in me that much more. I've never lied to you, okay? And that kind of flipped the switch for me. I was like, yeah, you know, that is how we establish credibility as a creator, as a self-promoter. We're finally entering a time where we don't necessarily have to be political about this stuff. We don't, you know, I once heard from a Marvel artist, and I actually heard this from his mouth. He said, in order to get a job at Marvel, you don't have to be necessarily all that good as a creator. You just have to be a good drinking buddy. And that's kind of sad, but that is the old 20th century model of business, is that if you're fun to be around, they're going to remember you, but they're not necessarily going to remember that you were very good at what you do. We probably have seen people in your workplace, for those of you who still have day jobs, somebody who gets by on doing less because they're really chummy. They work the system. They're political about what they do. They get cut a lot of breaks because of that. Unfortunately, that is the old business model. But in the Web 2.0, I don't know what to call it. I hate that term too. But in the future new media models, let's just say that, you don't necessarily have to adhere to that. And to go back to Tim Street on the Twitters, he posted recently, and I'll put a link to this in the show notes, an article posted by Ben Elowitz in talking about how the traditional ways of judging quality and published content are now useless. And he cites like four or five assumptions about the traditional way we judge quality in media content and how those are flawed by today's standards. And he talks about this whole idea of credibility and how you used to have this big media conglomerate or this well-established industry or a group, some kind of consortium, saying, this guy is accredited. This guy has the authority to say what he's saying. But you can build your own credibility just by being honest and sincere in everything that you say. And I'm just using this Thunder Punch Daily to highlight how I was even becoming bewildered by this thing as I'm interacting with more people and picking up on this vibe of, hey, you scratch my back. I've gotten emails from people who have said, I got a big audience, you got a big audience, let's promote each other and we can maybe grow our audiences. And that was the first interaction I had with this person. That's not inspiring to me. What's inspiring to me is, wow, I really believe in what you guys are promoting or what you guys are presenting. My stuff runs along a similar tack as yours. And what's more, I've been listening to your show or reading your comics for a long time. I'd love to work with you sometime. But, you know, regardless of that, I just wanted to let you know that I'm enjoying what you're doing. You started out a little bit more, I guess the term I'm thinking of is organically. And you don't want to just, to go back to Tim Street again, one of the things he said on a recent This Week in Media that I thought was really, really, that was a really good analogy for this idea is, he said that social media is like a cocktail party. You don't just walk into a cocktail party and hand out business cards to people. Nope, everybody's gonna throw them away. You listen to the conversations that are happening in the different groups, and if there's something you can add to the discussion, you join in. And then, now this could be, again, misconstrued as this idea of being a good drinking buddy first and a talented person second. But no, I mean, it does have something to do with being charming and funny and interesting, but it also, it primarily has something to do with being useful and your thoughts are contributing to the overall idea, the overall mission of whatever the discussion is. That's way better than being funny, I think, is being interesting. So I guess to sort of, in a clumsy way, wrap up my point here, if, like me, you have been struggling with this idea of the you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours kind of method of self-promotion, yeah, I just wanted to share that I've been working around that too, and I'm grateful to Ryan Estrada and Jono for clearing my head about that and about pointing out to me that, you know, marketing, as Ryan said, is just talking to dudes. Now, I know that's an oversimplification of it. It is an oversimplification of it. But it reminds us that it works best when we're not looking for it. It works best when we're just being ourselves and being honest. And that's where this whole idea of new media branding what makes it interesting to me is the onus is on each and every one of us individually to really do a little self-examination and know who the heck we are and know what center we operate out of on a natural, relaxed level so that we're not getting tricked or bewildered into getting involved in these political kind of activities and just having a discussion and having the courage to get involved in a discussion because we feel like we have something to contribute to the discussion. And I just use the word discussion a lot and a whole bunch of other words a lot. So who am I? I'm Jersey, jdros.com, Jersey on the Twitter. If you want to contribute to this thread, or if we want to thread this discussion, I'd love to hear from you on the Art and Story Forum at artandstorypodcast.com. But why am I saying the web address when you're already on the site anyway? But I'd love to hear from you guys on this and see what you think about this whole idea of etiquette in social media, because it's a really slippery slope. For me, anyway, and especially because there's so many of these gurus who keep giving you these five steps to better social media skills, when really, I guess it comes down to like this mom and pop kind of advice of be nice to people and don't tell lies and believe in yourself and relax and be at ease. I hate to put it in such a homey kind of context, but that's really what it boils down to, for better or worse. So, lots of other shows to check out in Art and Story Supreme. We thank you for your support in this. We couldn't do this without you. And we're still not at our goal, our intended goal of the percentage of overall listeners subscribing. So if you find this stuff useful and helpful, a great way to give us an extra little pat in the back would be to tell a friend about it. Just let people know that you're enjoying this Art and Story Supreme stuff. But I won't say you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. I just will say that... I'm just reminding you gently that word of mouth is one of the best tools for promoting a project. But we've got some promotional events coming up pretty soon here that I've been working on behind the scenes with Mark and Kevin and some other storyers, as a matter of fact. So stay tuned for that. Okay, well, thank you again for listening. I'll be back soon with another Thunder Punch Daily. Until then, remember, everybody.
In today's story, Skeletor was looking for a shortcut, a quick way to riches and power. You may know some people like that, always looking for the quick way to get ahead of everybody else. Well, it doesn't work that way. The people who succeed are the ones who work for what they want. So don't be fooled by those who say they have a sure thing. There's always a catch to it. Don't sell yourself short. The right way is the best way. Until later.